Comments on Proposition 1, the senior tax repeal. Voters are again are being asked to repeal and modify the senior sales tax exemption. Why? Listening to the advocates of this proposition on Tuesday's KFSK radio program, they stated that they wanted to take away the exemption from seniors who are financially able to pay the sales tax. Are we to assume the individuals who support this measure do not have a tax-exempt ID card? Last winter, the borough manager in the assembly held several forums to seek public ideas of how to enhance the borough's financial future. This was where the idea of revisiting the removal of the senior exemption was proposed. In October of 2014, 75% of the voters rejected three propositions to modify the senior exemption. Perhaps the individuals who support the current proposition are willing to 1. Donate to the borough their state dividend check, 2. Declare they will pay taxes on purchases in town and purchases out of town, 3. Give the borough $1,500 for the state mandated exemptions for property tax for seniors, and 4. Declare to the merchants who give seniors exemptions that they do not want any discount. They could do all of this quietly, without fanfare. Repealing the sales tax exemptions to seniors is not the answer. The borough should look at property tax to increase revenues. They already have in place the means of doing this. Stated under Chapter 24.24, Property Tax, Article 4.24.020, Levy and Scope of Limitation, wherein it states, there shall be assessed, levied, and collected a general tax for schools and municipal purposes upon all real property of every kind and nature within the incorporated limits of the borough. The community's taxation policy should mirror the state's assessor's evaluation of the property within the borough. Isn't it about time that all real property be taxed in accordance with the borough code? When will the borough assembly step up and address the inequity of taxing only selected properties? Why, they don't even have to bring it to a vote of the public. The assembly can direct the borough assessor to include all real property in the next borough assessment year. The exclusion of a select set of property owners from taxation does not equate to fairness. In doing so, the Petersburg Public School System would see an increase of revenue through the state school foundation formula in the amount of about $400,000. Currently, the borough residents have to provide for this financial shortfall from the state for the failure to assess all property in Petersburg. The borough needs to seek reimbursement from the state for the state's obligation to pay taxes for the $150,000 for the mandated senior exemption. 572 senior exemptions amounts to $85,800,000 in property value, a loss of revenue of $858,000. Local governments should take the state to task for not reimbursing them, or they should seek repealing the law. Until there is fairness in taxation, I will vote no on the proposed repeal of the senior tax exemption for the above reasons. Respectfully, Don Koenigs.